You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
Hallelujah. Well, I started just sharing a little bit on when you're obedient and do something in the natural, which is ordinary, that it has an extraordinary effect in the spirit. And that's my message here today on Mother's Day. Ordinary mothers, extraordinary results. Amen? We are here today to celebrate mothers, single mothers, mothers that co-parent, nucleus families. Sometimes we have grandparents that become mothers and look after children, the gogos, amen? We want to celebrate all of them and say, well done. To all the mothers, well done. They've changed our lives. Every small act of love, of faith, a prayer, a kindness, it might seem ordinary, but it has an extraordinary effect in the spirit. And I'm going to show you from Scripture how effective and how powerful just the prayer of a mother is, a hug of a mother, the kindness of a mother. Amen. Are you ready? Let's pray. Precious Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your tremendous grace. Thank you for this day, Father. Thank you for every mother. We ask, Lord, lift up their spirits to where you are. Give them strength in their inner man. Lord, as we've come to share your word, let your people hear your voice upon my voice and touch and change hearts and take us from where we are to where you want us to be. We thank you for that. We bless you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Samuel 1:9. So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. I mean, you can just see this mother. Bitterness of soul, pain, anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life and no razor shall come upon his head. And you know the story, while she was praying, even the pastor, the priest, looked at her and thought she was drunk. She said, no, I'm not drunk. I'm praying a serious prayer. And he said to her, then Eli answered and said, go in peace and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him. And she said, let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. An ordinary prayer of a mother in bitterness of soul, in anguish of spirit, might seem ordinary, but it has an extraordinary effect in the spirit. Mommies, listen to me. A prayer that you pray, where you think, God, have you heard me? Where people might look at you and think, is this woman drunk? Is she out of her mind? That prayer, that heartfelt prayer, reaches heaven. Knocking on heaven's door, and heaven is aware of what you are saying, what you are petitioning, what you are asking. Can I say this? Children, listen to me. Vows that mommy has made to God that you will serve him. If it's registered in heaven, you can run away, you can try whatever you want to. God is going to honor that. Can I have a big amen? Those of you with naughty children, rebellious children, that you're wondering what is happening. If you've made that vow to God, God will keep his word. Amen? Turn to the person next to you and say, God is going to do it. Can I say this? God kept his promise. Do we keep our promises? This mom kept her promise. When that boy was born, she took him to church. She raised him in the ways of the Lord. I want to say thank you to mommies that keep their promises. It's a mommy that prays a soft prayer, a whisper, in a quiet moment that seems ordinary, that has an extraordinary effect. Can I have one amen from a mommy? Let me see some mommies that prayed quiet whisper prayers this week for their children, for their families, for their husbands. Can I tell you why is a mother's prayer so powerful? Because they pray from the heart. It's heartfelt prayers. It's the effective, fervent, heartfelt prayer that accomplishes much. Mother's prayers are powerful. If a mother is praying for you, still today, if I need prayer, I'll call my mom and say, Mom, please pray. I need prayer in this and this. My mother in grace, well, she's not, I'll just call her mom as well. Nana, pray. Mommies, through their everyday acts of kindness, of love, of gentleness, mercy, prayers that seem ordinary, has an extraordinary effect upon children, upon communities. What seems ordinary and straightforward is busy changing a family, a community, a nation. Amen. Where is my glasses? Amen. The most incredible thing about a mom is that a mom is a helper. A mom is a helper. And I want to share three things quickly with you about moms. And then we're going to pray for the moms. Amen. Mom is a helper. The Holy Spirit is called a helper. Eve was called a helper. But let me tell you something. To be a mom, to be a mother, is a divine calling from above. The Bible says in Genesis 2:18, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. A helper. Let me tell you, that word helper is the word easer. It means divine help. It means the way that God helps us, or the way that only God can help us. It's not the word helper to do everything that you don't want to do. Just help me and do that. Can I have one husband say amen? It's not for her to do all the tasks in your house that you don't want to do. That helper is the word easer, which is divine help. It's what Psalm Is it 121 that says, I lift up my eyes to the heavens, from where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord. That help from the Lord is the word easer. It's the God kind of help. To be a mother is a divine calling. When she hugs, it's not just an ordinary hug. There's a divine hug. You know, you can look at somebody and then there's a look of faith. Moms, you have a divine calling. There's nothing ordinary about the way that you help. You are called a helper. From the beginning, women were created to be a helper, not a slave, a helper. Divine help. That which a man cannot do for himself, that which the family cannot do for themselves. God empowers women to do those things. Turn to the woman sitting next to you, a mother, and say, you're a divine helper. You're a godly woman, a mother. Proverbs 31 describes her. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. I mean, you can be worried about the future. What's going to happen? And the mommy will just say, it's going to be okay. When she speaks, her words are wise. And she gives instruction with kindness. You know, we men, we don't really give instruction in kindness. Just do it. Bring me a cup of coffee, Jaden. Come. But mummies will ask you for coffee that you look forward to, make the cup of coffee, bring it to drink it, and even go and wash it and clean it. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Mommies are not lazy. Especially mommies today that are working. They'll work, do everything at work, come home, make food, make sure everything is ready. Then still the homework and everything after that. Come, mommies, just wave at me. Her child stands and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Amen. I thank God for my wife that is not just a mother to my children. Oftentimes she has to look after me like a mother. Come on, men, we can be sometimes really babies, amen. But then my wife is even a mother to the church, a mother to so many. I thank God just having that heart to love everybody and to care for everybody. So mothers are clothed with strength. They have strength on the inside that you wonder, where do they get it from? They don't have fear of the future. I'm not saying they don't worry about the future, but a mommy will just come and tell you, a mom that says to a child, don't worry, I've got your back. A mom that says to a child, it's okay, you're going to make it. When somebody has said something nasty or ugly, those words may seem ordinary, but it has an extraordinary effect upon the children, upon a community, our society. Her words are wise. I'm telling you now, my wife has got a lot of wisdom. A lot of times when I don't know how to handle the kids, she would just tell me and say, I think the best thing here to do is this and this. I say, thank you. Then I look like the wise head of the home. You know, moms can tell you when you're wrong, but you still feel loved. We need that. Don't break a child's spirit. Say thank you to the mothers that love their children. Children, bless your mommy. Bless her. Amen. She's a gift from heaven. It's a divine calling. Can I just say this? Mommies that fear God. Mommies that fear God, it's a divine calling. You don't know the impact. It seems ordinary. When you walk in the fear of the Lord, what you are imparting to your children, the impact upon their lives. I mean, my children from a young age, when they were praying, it was my wife that taught them to put on the armor of God. She says, let's put on the armor of God. Helmet of salvation, the righteous breastplate, the belt of truth, the shoes of the gospel, the shield of faith, and the sword of the spirit. Now you're ready. Now you can pray. Teach them those things. Their prayers may seem ordinary. Their daily routine might seem ordinary. Their kindness, their sacrifices might seem ordinary. But I'm telling you now, it has an extraordinary effect in the spirit. Especially when heaven affects it. It brings change. Amen? Would Samuel have been the great prophet he was if his mommy was not praying for him? If she did not intercede for him? Many people have experienced success and they think, it's me. It's not me. It's a mommy praying for you. There are many businessmen that are successful. And you've done your part and you've worked hard, but I'm telling you now, mothers, wives, praying that brought the change. Can I tell you something that we discovered lately? It's going to be very interesting. You know, Jovan and Hope, that just got married now, his grandmother actually took him and brought him to the church when we were still in the school hall. Andre and Philip invited them, and they attended the services there. Little Jovan attended services there with Hope, and they didn't even know that they're going to get married one day. So mommies, when you take your children to church, they might just be walking past their spouse, amen? The ordinary things mommies do have an extraordinary impact upon the children and their husbands. Number two, let me tell you something about mommies. Mothers have mustard seed faith, and they move mountains with the words that they speak. Moms don't come and say, I'm this big, I have faith. It's that mustard seed faith and saying the right thing that move mountains in your child's life. Let me see mommies with mustard seed faith. You know what Paul said to Timothy? Paul said to Timothy, the faith that you have, young Timothy, is not because of you. I saw this faith in your grandmother. It was in your grandmother, and then it was in your mother. And I see that strong faith now in you. Just go to 2 Timothy 1:5. I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lewis and your mother Eunice, and I know that that same faith continues strong in you. Ordinary things that mommies do every day in faith that's pleasing God. It helps children to walk in faith, and they don't even know it, because faith is simply a lifestyle of trusting God in everything that we do. So when you demonstrate that, you are depositing faith and you are setting up that child for success, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. I've shared with you previously, it's the prayer that my mom taught me. I'm a little child, small. God is the one who sanctifies my heart so that nobody should live in there but Jesus alone. From a young age, making us aware, pray a prayer to keep your heart pure, because when your heart is pure, you can see God. Mommies, the things that you do have lasting results beyond what we can see with our natural eyes. The last one I want to share about mommy's character and who a mommy is. A mommy comforts us. Isaiah 66 verse 13 says, I will comfort you there as a little one is comforted by its mother. Comforter is what the Lord calls the Holy Spirit. He says, I will send you the comforter. I will send you the comforter. When you are comforting a child, it is part of the divine nature of what God has deposited on the inside of women, and it reflects God Himself. If you maybe don't have a comforting mom, or you don't know your mom, you still have a friend in the Holy Spirit who's a comforter for you, that will come around you and let Him, and God will allow you to experience His love and His goodness and His mercy. Can I just say this, that mothers are fundamental in depositing values about faith and our Christian walk more than anybody else. And I want to say thank you to the God-fearing moms that are comforting their children, comforting their husbands, being a reflection of God Himself to our community. One thing is sure, that a mother's faith has an impact on generations to come. And we say thank you to God-fearing women. Most prayer meetings at churches, more women, more mothers speak up than men. Aina. So God compares his own comfort to that of a woman. Can you imagine? His own comfort to that of a woman. Because women just love from the heart. They comfort from the heart. It's not something they think, okay, I must now go and comfort him and give him a hug. They just go and do it. They are people of heart. And that's what God is looking for, heart. Women don't think what they should do when it comes, they feel. I just know I must go give this person a hug. I must comfort them. So let me close with this. The ordinary things you do, Mom, it has an extraordinary effect upon your children, upon your family, upon your community, the whole nation. Matthew 13 says, here is another of his illustrations. The kingdom of heaven is like a tiny mustard seed planted in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but becomes the largest of plants and grows into a tree where birds can come and find shelter. What mommies do might seem ordinary, but it has an extraordinary effect in the spirit. That small mustard seed of love, that nurturing, that kindness, that small prayer quickly, that you just pray, looking up to heaven. It has an extraordinary effect in the spirit. A matter of fact, can I say, mommies that do these small things day in and day out, you are kingdom builders. You are kingdom builders. You are busy advancing the kingdom of God. And when your children see you doing that, they will naturally one day do it themselves. Being a mommy is sacred. It's a divine calling. And the things that you do has a major impact. Let me say this. Maybe you sometimes feel unappreciated. We appreciate you today. But more than that, you will only one day in heaven know the impact that you've had on people around you, on your family, on children, by loving, by caring, by being kind, by being a helper, doing the things that nobody else can do but a mommy, the divine helper. Continue to do that. We honor you. We love you, we salute you for all the small and ordinary things you do every day. It has an extraordinary effect in the spirit.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.